From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri has sued to fix the state's troubled public defender system. The suit filed today alleges that high caseloads mean Missouri's public defenders can't pay enough attention to their clients. The ACLU says that's a constitutional violation. The suit isn't likely to surprise public defenders who have argued for years that they need more resources. Just last week, Michael Barrett, the top public defender, asked lawmakers for 300 more attorneys.
Of course we need more lawyers, and we haven't seen any. So before we get to the conversation of, do you think you'll get 331 lawyers? Hey, how about 10? 10 would be neat.
Barrett also requested $67 million on his budget for next fiscal year, but Republican Governor Eric Greitens has proposed only $40 million for the system, less than last year's appropriation. Ameren, Missouri customers should expect an estimated increase of less than $4 on their monthly bill after April 1st, after the Missouri Public Service Commission approved an agreement yesterday to increase Ameren, Missouri's annual electric operating revenues by over $90 million. The utility has said it needed the increased revenue because of new capital investments, transmission and distribution projects, as well as higher transmission operator charges and reduced revenue demand on its system. Ameren serves over 1 million customers in Missouri. The agreement continues a clause that allows Ameren, Missouri to adjust customer bills up to 3 times a year. The Missouri Senate has confirmed Dr. Randall Williams as the next director of the Department of Health and Senior Services and Colonel Sandy Carson as the next superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Both appointees of Republican Governor Eric Greitens were approved today by unanimous voice votes. Williams was embroiled in controversy in his time at the North Carolina Health Department over a decision to rescind a do-not-drink water warning in a neighborhood near a coal energy plant. But Missouri senators said before his confirmation that they were confident Williams would make a positive change in Missouri. Carson is the first woman to lead the Highway Patrol in its 81-year history. A bill that would prevent Missouri cities from raising their minimum wages is headed to the state Senate. The measure passed by the House today would undo St. Louis's increase to $11 an hour, which was recently upheld by the state Supreme Court. It would also block Kansas City's efforts to raise their minimum wage. Under the bill, no local government could have a minimum wage higher than the state's, which is $7.70 an hour. Republicans say it will protect small business owners from going bankrupt, but House Democrat Carl LeMay of St. Louis blasted the GOP.
It amazes me how many times people get up on this floor and talk about the intrusion of federal government on state government, yet and still we're getting ready to intrude on local government. It's hypocrisy. Come on.
Should the bill pass in the Senate, it would take effect immediately after Governor Eric Greitens signs it. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.